Here's the newest member of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Brian Boyle. Brian, welcome to Toronto.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We're just contemplating the notion that what would really be good for Maple Leaf sports and entertainment would be to get a hockey player who could also play basketball, or a basketball player that could also play hockey. And then you could work basically 365 days a year and play one night and one the other. Any basketball in your background? Any hoops at BC?
No, certainly not.
Oh, God.
I'd be a big disappointment. I mean, my sisters played. I played with them in the driveway a little bit.
And, that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, well.
So, Brian, I spent a couple of days in Tampa last week with the Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames, and you were very gentlemanly every time in the dressing room when somebody would bring up the fact that, you know, you were probably one of the best centers to be traded this season. You were quite diplomatic about it. So let me ask you now, did you expect this trade? And what do you think of coming to the Maple Leafs?
Well, I had a feeling that I just had a personal feeling that something, you know, could very well go down. Just because of the biggest disappointing feeling is that the expectations of our club were much, much higher than, you know, where we were at, you know, and that's something that is it's always disappointing. And then when that happens, if you've been around, you know, for 5 minutes, you can see that things generally change when that happens. Mm-hmm. So that's probably, I would say, the biggest takeaway from it. It's just kind of, we weren't where we expected to be. So when that happens again, like I said, especially if you're on an expiring contract and somebody wants you, it's a very real possibility. So the initial shock is, again, it's something I've never gone through before. And so it's different getting that phone call. And there's really not much you can say other than okay, and thanks for the time. And I did. I had a great time in Tampa. I will miss it. And my wife will miss it. She loves it here. But again, I just moved up a bunch of points in the standings. I'm excited to go to a team with obviously a tremendous amount of buzz around, especially the young players. I think I did that 3 years ago when I came to Tampa. I got to play with a team with a bunch of young guys that weren't necessarily proven yet in terms of playoffs, and we did some pretty good things. So I'm really excited. It'll be fun to experience Toronto and the passion in the media and the exposure that comes along with that, and getting to play for another Original Six team is really a blessing. It really is.
You talked about your wife. She's expecting, is she not?
She is. Yeah, she has been a champ throughout this whole thing. I don't know if I'll get her real feelings about it until maybe the summertime.
Yeah.
She is excited. She's lived in big cities. We're you know, probably both a bit nervous about the transition, just seeing how it affects, you know, our little guy, and obviously with her being due in May, it'll be interesting. But we've been reassured and gotten some support from the management in Toronto, and we'll have no doubt that they'll take care of that aspect, because you know, obviously that's the most important thing, the family and making sure everybody's good. So those worries are quickly put to bed, and hopefully she gets comfortable with the whole situation as quick as possible as well.
It's only been a few hours for you to try and figure out what you're going to do, but have you made any decision? Will she stay in Tampa for the time being?
Well, for the short term, yes, because of the road trip. I got to go meet the guys in California. But as soon as I get back, or I get up to Toronto, she's likely going to come up there. I don't like spending time away from them if I can help it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's so we'll arrange that for sure. They gotta get up there, you know, as quick as possible. But my son's at an age where he sees them leave and he gets a little angry with me.
Off season, what have you done traditionally during the off season? Do you have some place you go?
Yeah, we we head back to Massachusetts.
You do.
I'm from there, and
yep.
Yeah, I live, like a street, just a street away from my folks, actually. So it's good in the summertime. We get a good training set up there, and plenty of ice. It's a little bit of golf, but that's kind of like my golfing's gone down quite a bit, actually, well, in the last two summers.
Okay, yeah, yeah, darn right you have, Dad. That's what happens when you have kids.
Right.
So
it's tough to justify.
So would you, Brian? I don't want to get ahead of the horse ahead of the cart here, but you're an unrestricted free agent. July 1st, would it be your goal to try to prove yourself and play for the Toronto Maple Leafs next October?
Well, my goal is to play well and to win games and to advance. That's my goal. I think everything kind of sorts itself out from there. If you worry about, again, like I was saying this, I can't even remember which interview, but it was. I was in church yesterday worrying about Wednesday, and I had to kind of put that past me, say, you can't worry about Wednesday. You know, granted, things happened on Monday, but I was trying to just kind of put things into kind of an order of what's important right now and what I have to do right now. And if I start thinking about that stuff, especially at this point, it's kind of probably going to drive me crazy. But like you said, I certainly do want to prove myself, and I think when you make a trade, you have to give up something to get something. I honestly don't even – I've been on the phone since it's happened, and I don't really know what it was for or what the terms of the deal were, but I want to prove him right, obviously. I mean, if Lou and Mike and Shanny, they want to come get me, I better prove him right, and I want to make sure I do that, and I got to play well to do that.
What's your anticipation of playing for Babcock?
You know what? I'm really excited because if you look at just the resume alone, and then playing against them, especially 2 years ago in that our first round series against Detroit, I really didn't think we were going to have as much trouble with them as we did. We got some unbelievable games out of Johnson's line to kind of steal one in Detroit to come away with that series, and then we went obviously to the finals that year. And I think just how hard they were to play against was something that I was kind of blown away with. And the development of what he's done with his players and guys that have played for him, the way they play, it's always a difficult night. So I'm excited to learn. And you know, I'm 32 now, but I still think I've been getting better and better in certain aspects of my game. And I think he can help certainly do that. And what he's done for the team in the short period of time he's been there has been pretty remarkable.
We'll look forward to watching you play throughout the balance of the season, and we'll consider next year.
I know it's quick. Do you expect to be in San Jose tomorrow?
I do. I'm still kind of waiting to hear as to what the plans are, if there's anything with work leases or anything like that. But I'm trying to, obviously, I want to play.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that's the case, yeah.
We know it's been busy the last few hours. We thank you for your time and look forward to having a chance to not only see you play, but chat down the road. Welcome to Toronto, and thanks, Brian.
Appreciate it, guys.